Welcome to the Millennium Counseling Center podcast, where hope is yours, it's time to soar. I'm your host, Oren Madison. It's time to rise above and celebrate healing, hope, and recovery with the Millennium Counseling Center team.
My name is Hillary Rosenberg, and I got my graduate degree from National Lewis University. I have my LPC, and prior to that, I was in marketing right out of college, and I was also a stay-at-home mom for a few years, and I decided to come back and do what I love.
How does it feel to be in a different field? Because you did marketing, and then, I mean, being a mom, it's like its own field, but and now you are doing therapy. How does this feel?
Well, I think it's sort of funny because I started in psychology years ago. My undergraduate degree was in psychology at Pitzer College, and I thought I was going to go into that, but then when I graduated, I ended up going into marketing. And what I found now is through my life experiences, having worked in the business world and having been a stay-at-home mom, and then having gone back to, I did go back to corporate America and decided that I had changed, my life had changed, and I wanted to go back and do what I love doing. And my life experience, I feel like, has been what brought me back to doing counseling and my passion. And I finally feel like it's in alignment with who I am.
And so what do you like the most about it?
You know, it's so funny because I sort of think of like what I like the most about it is it works with who I am. So like, mm-hmm. I mean, before it's like I liked being in marketing, and I think that like that was great to sort of look at people's behaviors and how they purchased and how they thought. But now, in terms of like meaningful experiences in my life with working with people and their stories and who they are, I'm naturally a super curious person. So it's natural for me to want to understand like people's stories and their lives and why they came to me and how I can help them.
So do you think that's something obviously that makes you a good therapist, all these past experiences, and that you can understand them easily? But like, is there anything else that you think that, yes, this thing makes me a good therapist, or just...
Oh, I mean, having... You know, I would say probably that I'm naturally introspective, and I've always... I just like my favorite motto is like, when you know better, do better. So I think that everything I've experienced personally in my life and the challenges I've gone through, whether it be in my family life as a mom or professionally, I've always taken every experience and looked at what I contributed to it, what I could improve, you know, what's not working in my life, what have you. And I think that being able to have that lens for other people is just like a natural for me. So it's something I enjoy doing because I like looking at people's lives and sort of being able to have that introspective piece that I do to myself automatically, and to be able to sort of help people work through stuff that maybe isn't as natural for them.
It's funny how you keep answering my next question. That's you keep like this intro. So my next question would be that, like, what is your approach to counseling?
So what I've really landed on, which I relate to a great deal, is attachment theory. And I'm not even sure like where I came across it, but when I first found out about attachment theory, it was like, I couldn't get enough. I still can't get enough. I think I've listened to every podcast that there is and every book and taken every online class that there is on attachment theory because I relate to it so much in terms of a thinking and a working model. And with my clients, I work a great deal with attachment styles. So much of attachment theory is based on your parenting and your upbringing, and not only that, but like your patterns just in your families. So they actually say that you can predict someone's attachment style just based off of the parents before the child's even born, which is super powerful. So we have 50% of the people out there have insecure attachments, which is a pretty large population. And it can play out in your friendships, it can play out in your intimate relationships, and it can play out in your work life. So it definitely affects how you interact with people and how you think about things and even who you're attracted to and your marriages, your dating life, your parenting, everything. And what's really fascinating about attachment style is that it happens before you even have a narrative voice. So before you're even the age of 5, you're like programmed based on like what your parents like modeling for you, and you don't even realize you're doing it. So it becomes like this YouTube like tape in the back of your head that's sort of just playing, and your whole life can go through and you don't even really like understand like the operating system that you're working with or why you're working with it. And by the time people make it to my office, I feel like they just don't understand that that's just the way that they are and that's the way they've always been. So like being able to work with a model that is also malleable, that you can work to gain what's called an earned secure attachment, I love it because there's so much like improvement and hope and promise for changing behaviors and patterns that may have helped you survive when you were little but no longer serve you in adulthood.
So when you think about your clients, what kind of or like what type of client you would work the best with, or what kind of clients would you want to reach out to you and just have you?
Well, certainly anything regarding attachments, which I don't know if necessarily people think in terms of what attachment style they have. It sort of shows up in terms of relationships and I do tend to have a lot of people that end up coming to me because of relationship issues. However, that being said, I think that overarching, probably somebody who's looking for more of a transformative like experience of, you know, something's not working in their life, they feel stuck, or they're looking for more alignment in their lives is really where I work best. So there's that sort of a marketing keyword right now is like transformative marketing. And it's interesting because somebody explained it to me in the marketing world where it's like people think that it's like you add just like an app to something and that makes it transformative. But to truly be like transformative, it means you actually have to change the way that people are doing things. And I love that analogy because it's so perfect for counseling as well, because if you just change one little piece of your behavior, it's not necessarily going to transform your alignment in your life. It's so I look at it as like that, it's a whole processing. It's like changing the way that you view things, the way you look at things, the way your like holistic like entire world goes about doing things, and being able to help somebody with like all the areas of their life, not just like one piece, is going to help someone take that next step of where they want to go in life.
Now, if someone is just out there looking for a therapist, like what do you think would be their challenges and how could you help them?
Every single time I talk to a new client, whether it's on the phone or if it's the first session, I always say to them that it is, in my opinion, it's like going to buy a car. If you're going to go buy a car, you're going to go test drive a few and you're going to like their style and you're going to like the style of the car and you're going to want to keep driving it, and you are going to hopefully find one that makes you feel really safe.
Thank you for listening to the Millennium Counseling Center podcast. Where hope is yours, it's time to soar. Continue along your journey of healing, hope, and recovery with us next week. If you want to learn more about mental health, recovery, or if you just need someone to talk to, send us a message on Instagram or fill out the contact form on our website at millenniumhope.com. We are here to talk.